I was thinking, as I was just sitting there, I don't know why Ruth came into my mind. But in the story of Ruth, when she goes to work in the fields of Boaz, Boaz notices her and says to his workers, "Drop hands full of purpose for her to collect." In other words, drop some of the grain, drop some of the good stuff, not just the leftovers, for her to collect. And I've had hands full of purpose over the last week, and I just thought I'd share a couple of them with you, one even this morning. About 10 days ago, I was out talking with my neighbor. Dave has lived next door to us for about a year. And he was asking how we were. I said, "Well, we're just recovering from COVID, thank you. We're getting better." He said, "Oh, I wish I'd known. I would have offered to help get some shopping." I said, "Well, we were fine, actually. We have two daughters who live in the village, and the church has been very good." There was a moment's silence. "Oh, you go to church?" I said, "Yes." He said, "Well, where do you go?" I said, "Well, we go to Histon Baptist Church." He said, "Oh." He said, "I go to Eden Baptist Church in town." That's the first time in a year that we knew each other's were Christians. And I said, "Well, shame on us for not talking about it before." But it was a handful of purpose. It was that same morning that Pauline and I had tested negative for COVID. So it was quite a day. And then this morning, something very simple. I had an SMS message. Now, I don't know how to send an SMS message. Jan and Lloyd do, because they've sent them to us before. But this SMS message came through, and it simply said, "A happy new year to you both." Nothing unusual in that. But it was the source from which it came that was the hands full of purpose. I'm not going to share who it was, but it was from a completely unexpected source. Happy New Year to you both. Now, the author, Robert Louis Stevenson, famous for Treasure Island, of course, wrote these words: "To travel hopefully is a better thing than to arrive." To travel hopefully is a better thing than to arrive. And how does that statement measure up against what we read in John's Gospel, where Jesus said he was going ahead to prepare a place so that where he is, so we can be also? And how does it measure up against our experience of life? I guess most of us have experienced times of great expectation, looking forward to something enormously, maybe even planning it a year ahead. Maybe as a child, you had this great hope of some great toy or some great joy that was going to happen at your birthday or at Christmas, only for it not to be quite as good as you thought it was going to be. The journey towards it was more exciting than the arrival. Maybe we've made New Year's resolutions in the past which have fallen by the wayside. I'm not going to ask how many of you have made them this year. I heard one lady on television say her New Year's resolution was to be a better version of herself. I'm still trying to think about what that means, but a better version of herself. So where does this system of hope leave the Christian? We declare that we have hope in God. Is that hope likely to lead to disappointment in the end? When living in Cornwall, we had a Methodist minister who came from the United States. His name was Randall, but he wanted to anglicize his speech, and he wanted to sound English. His real name was Randy, by the way, but he didn't like to use that in this country for some reason, and I can't think why. But Randall anglicized his speech. And when he's talking about the hope that we have in God, he used to call it the hooly hoop. The hula hoop. But he wasn't wrong. You can imagine the reaction of the congregation when he talked about the hula hoop. But whilst we might not express it as a snack food, Christians do have a hula hoop. We have a holy hope. And that hope is not founded on maybes, or might be, or will perhaps. You know, perhaps when we get together with the family of Christmas at Christmas, we'll have this wonderful time. And then arguments break out over Trivial Pursuit or something like that. No, it's a certain and sure hope. In his writings to the church at Corinth, the Apostle Paul wrote this: "Eye has not seen, neither have entered into the heart of any man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love him." What Paul was saying was that even in our wildest imaginings, can we begin to understand what the end of our journey will be because of what Jesus achieved on the cross. Interestingly, during the past couple of weeks, I heard two statements which complement what Paul had to say. One came from the film The Polar Express, one of our favorite films, one of those must-watch films at Christmas, where the guard on the train says this to the boy hero: "Sometimes the most real things in the world are the things we can't see. Sometimes the most real things in the world are the things we can't see. Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, what God has prepared." And I'm afraid I'm going down a little bit here, because the next quotation comes from Coronation Street. I won't ask who watches it. One person quoted the book by the French author, now I don't know if I can say this correctly or not, Antoine de Saint-Exupéry. I'll test you on that afterwards to see if you remember who it was. He wrote a book called The Little Prince. And in The Little Prince, the quote is, "What is essential is invisible to the eyes." What is essential is invisible to the eyes. I may have told you before, but I'm going to tell you again what heaven will be like. You may not have thought about it enough. Think of the most wonderful, wonderful, wonderful experience you've ever felt. The greatest joy that you've ever experienced. Multiply that by infinity and carry it into eternity. That's heaven. That was the description that was given to me on one occasion. The most glorious experience multiplied by infinity and carried into eternity. Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Can I just say this morning, love him. Love him with all your heart. Love him with all that you are and all that you aspire to be. And then you have this Christian hope. Like the wise men that we'll be thinking of next Sunday, I guess. Although we're doing Psalm 1, so maybe we won't. The wise men had a terrible journey. If you've read T.S. Lewis's The Journey of the Magi, you'll know what the journey was like according to him. But the arrival for them, the arrival was far greater than the journey. The Christian hope is that the arrival will be far greater than the journey, whatever 2023 may bring.